Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. I'm so grateful that you are spending this time with me here. And I do want to also give out our number, and that number is 805-419-0008. I also want to make sure that you can follow us through our social. And talking about socials, I am doing my first business mixer, and that is happening April 4th, 5 o'clock at one of my amazing sponsors, Manhattan of Camarillo, and it's going to be 5 to 8. If you are interested in being there and to get exposure for your business, I would love to share that with you. That is a dinner, a mixer, and speakers, and of course, they've been on my show, so you'll be able to know a little bit more about them. So it's all going to be inspirational. So again, call me at that 805-419-0008. You can text me there and just put mixer and I'll get back with you. Of course, we always start our show with something uplifting. And of course, the only way out is through. So whatever you're going through in life, go through it and walk through it, learn through it. I am so excited to introduce my first guest, Stacey Lynn Harris. Her book is a part cookbook, part memoir, and a true work of Southern exquisiteness. And of course, it's the love language of the South, a celebration of food, hospitality, and the stories of Southern home. Stacey, are you there?
I am. This is so exciting.
Thank you so much. And you're also the sporting chef on Outdoor TV, correct?
Yes.
And a mother of seven. Hello.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing. I have four, and I love children, and I love my family. And so how cool is that? How is it to have seven children?
Well, it's probably about like having four. I mean,
probably,
you know,
right?
Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like once you pass over three, you might as well just, I mean, it gets to be like, oh my gosh, it is so busy. And you kind of, I don't know about you, but I kind of like forgot a lot of stuff, you know, like meaning, you know.
Oh,
don't
you don't even have to tell me what you're talking about, because my one kid says, how can my oldest be so different than my youngest? Well, because I probably forgot what I did on the first one and either did a better job on the second, you know. So.
Well, it changes. I don't think you can ever raise them exactly the same, because as the next one comes, there's another, you know, it's completely different. And then as I had, my oldest was 15 when I had my youngest, which is now 14. So they're all 15 years apart. And you're doing big kid stuff, and so there's no, like, tight schedule, as tight as it was. Now, I'm a real schedule person, but the schedule changes. And so, and then their friends were my 14-year-old friends, you know, kind of now. And so it is not my protectiveness. I'm still super protective, probably more so than anybody I know. But but it's different. It's completely different.
I love that. You know what? I mean, it's because we've grown. And so they've grown.
So.
And you keep changing. And I mean, it's a good thing, you know. And then when your kids start parenting you, it's like, oh, okay, hold on a minute.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but I wouldn't let them do that. See the younger ones or whatever. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. I think I have a different take on a lot of things than I used to. But you know what? The good thing is they all get raised, and if you care, this is my big thing, if you really care about your children, really care what you're doing, they're probably going to be fine.
Absolutely.
It, no matter what, they're going to get raised and they're going to probably be okay if you loved them through everything the best you know how to do.
Oh, 100%. And how old is your oldest and how old is your youngest?
My oldest is 30 and my youngest is 14.
Okay. Oh, you still got a young one. So there you go.
I do. I have a grandbaby too.
Oh, I got 4 and 1 more on the way the end of this month. And
wow.
Yeah. And you know what? I look back and I look at all of my children and I love who they
turn out
up
to be.
And that's the biggest gift that you can give. And the gift that as a mom and as, you know, a nana for me is really watching them take their own road, because there's a lot of roads to success. And so they all have different roads and they're all creative in their own minds. So I'm sure yours are the same, right?
Yes. Yes, they are. And, you know, it's interesting because I just had one that ran for U.S. Congress. I have one that he didn't win, by the way, but he will. He will eventually. He's only 27. And then he just graduated from law school. And then I have a dentist and then an MBA girl that has her master's degree in MBA, and she's super creative and she'll for sure be an entrepreneur. I'm not sure what she's a grant writer now, and then 2 engineering students, and then 1 that isn't sure yet what she's gonna do, but she's in college, and then I'm homeschooling still the last one. So
I homeschooled 2 of my children, my boys too, because one raced go-karts, 1 was a skateboarder. So you know what? You encourage them to go and use their wings and fly. That's what life's about. I love it. I love it. We weren't even going to talk about that. But I love it. That will be a whole nother conversation. I'll have you back. but I love that you talk about the love language of the South and celebrating food. I am such a foodie. I like when my mouth's zinging and I could feel all and taste all those flavors. And
I know.
And also I have a garden. I love to bring stuff in from my garden. And so tell us about your beautiful book and the love language of the South.
Well, I wanted to write the book because I wanted to just like share Southern life from like my childhood growing up here and what it is now. It's a little bit more I think diverse now and kind of has a lot of influences from all over the world because of the internet. But when, you know, I was young, there was no such thing, and so it was immersed in Southern culture, which I truly love, because I feel like all of the values that go with Southern life, I mean, they're really Christian values. But a lot of people might not be, you know, Christians. They may not do that, but they still kind of walk like what they were taught to do. It's just sort of a lifestyle here of kindness, hospitality. I talk a lot about hospitality in the book because hospitality is it's different than entertaining, and it's kind of the crutch of who we are. You're hospitable just by being friendly to somebody, oftentimes, that it needs a friendly face at the grocery store or the post office. You know, there's lots of people saying, hello, how are you today? You know, how's your day been? You know, the weather's been great. I mean, there's lots of that here in the South, and sometimes people need that. And to me, hospitality is meeting the needs of other people. It's you can entertain and show hospitality, but you don't have to entertain to show hospitality. It's part of who you are. And, you know, throughout the book, I share how people touch the lives of each other here and the food that goes along with it. And I have all of my favorite recipes in this book all my favorite Southern recipes. It's so good. I've got like one of the chapters names is compassion in a casserole. And a lot of times, it's not full of casseroles, this book is not, but it is, there are some, because that is kind of what when you're feeding a large crowd or you're taking something to somebody, it's a comfort food. And that's what you're kind of bringing to someone, especially in a time of crisis, is you're trying to bring a little compassion to them and comfort. And sometimes that's the story is written in the food that you're bringing.
I love that. I love that. Food is truly, like a, how do you say it? A route to your heart. You know, I mean, when you taste things, it makes you think of where you were in your time. You know, I lost my mom, and there's things that, you know, and my grandmother that, oh, when I make them, and now I taught my children to make them, it makes me think of them, you know. And so, yeah, I love that. Now, this is really interesting. You gave up a career as a lawyer, right?
Yes.
To be a Southern lifestyle expert and chef. And talk to us a little bit about that for a second.
Well, it didn't start out that I was going to leave, you know, being a lawyer to do this. It kind of morphed into it because I had a baby in law school. I got married my last year, I think, in law school. I had a baby like 6 weeks before I took the bar exam. And then we moved to Birmingham. You know, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama, and we moved to Birmingham for my husband to go to dental school. And so we were there, and I practiced a little bit, but then I had another baby. And then after the second child, I was like, I really do not, you know, think that, you know, I can continue to practice law because it's such a heavy burden to carry the load of other people's problems and to feel like you're in charge of them. I didn't feel like I could actually handle somebody else's life. I mean, you're dealing with people's lives. So when my husband hunts, and so I had a hard time, you know, making the wild game and making it taste good. So I started studying about that and trying to learn how to make it. And there's a long story with all of this too. But, it, you know, my husband wanted me to join in with him in hunting, but I just didn't love hunting. But making food, I did. So I learned how to cook it, and then I wrote a book about it. And by that time, I thought, if we're eating this kind of food, then why not go ahead and eat real organic, you know, food? So we grew a garden. We did all kinds of stuff. So I wrote a lot about sustainability, and I stayed home with my children. I still practiced law a little for a while until I had my third child. And then, you know, I kind of, you know, I was full-time mother and then had the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. And then once I had my seventh baby, you know, I decided, you know, hey, I want to write this book about the Southern lifestyle and why we are the way we are. I really wanted to just stay at home with my children because to me, I knew that if I can raise my kids right, I can make a difference later. Then there's however many kids I have, they're going to go out and they're hopefully going to be world changers. And seven is more than one with me, and they can do far beyond what I can ever do. So
I love that philosophy. I love that. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, I'm going to share a story. Yesterday,
yes,
I got
please.
To go with my son and his wife to the ultrasound for their baby. And my son got there and he goes, oh, Mom, I there's this older lady sitting. He went and had lunch, and there was this older lady sitting there, and I was kind of worried because I said, do you need a ride home? And she's like, no, I'm waiting for my husband. He went and got his food and came back out, and she's still waiting. And he's like, I can take you. And I was like, oh, these are the children that I brought up. And then we got done with the appointment, and he goes, I'm going to go over there and make sure she got home, or like that she
oh
left,
my
you know?
Gosh,
and I was
fun.
Like, these are my kids. And that's what I, you know, that's what it's like, do unto others as you do unto yourself. And you know what, be that person. If you see something, say something, you know, and just
yes.
be a difference in your life. And I love that. And it sounds like that's what you've given your children too. And I love that. What did you call them? Warriors? Like, or how did you say
yes.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Say that again.
Yeah. I don't know if I can. But they're warriors or arrows that we can shoot out of our home to do far beyond what we could ever imagine. Because seven is more than one. And,
yeah.
you know, it really is that multiplication of what they can do. And they're all in such different fields. And another thing I feel like is that we need to spread light and joy, and that's what your whole deal is about, but light and joy everywhere we go. And when you have people in the arts and in, you know, even not the arts, I mean, I guess, well, math is sort of an art, I guess you could say, or architecture
yeah.
is definitely an art, but
yeah.
just in the different realms of life, it makes such a difference. They need to be everywhere, and just to spread a little bit of light And I guess that's what my book is about, is just, you know, it, with each chapter that I've written, there's like a reason that I've written it or a lesson that I learned, and it's highlighted in the chapter.
Mm.
And, you know, it, whether it might be a funny lesson, but there's also some very deep lessons. And, you know, I think that it's important for us to be the best that we can be in every area.
100%. Stacey, it's like you let everybody into your heart and into your home and into your, you know, your cooking. So let me ask you, is this like a farm to table? Is it healthy? Because you talked about organic.
Well, I've got other books that are. This is not an unhealthy necessarily book, but I wouldn't call it a healthy book. Like, I'm looking through, I've got like Cajun shrimp and grits cakes in here. And so it's like kind of a different take of, you know, shrimp and grits. And so it's not unhealthy. Like, you're eating quality food, but it's not like low fat and, you know, that kind of thing. There are some things, like I've got panzanella. I've got healthy stuff, like, you know, a meat and three. I don't know if anybody's heard of a meat and three, but that's kind of the different kinds of restaurants we have sometimes around here in the South. And you get to choose three vegetables and a meat when you go to these restaurants. And so I've got, like, and what I chose for that chapter is, like, hamburger steak with mushroom gravy and squash casserole. I think I have tomatoes and crispy onions on top, and I can't remember what else. But anyway,
I love it.
And so,
Stacey, I want to stop you for 1 second because I want to open up our phone lines because you were nice enough to give us a book to give away. And for any of our listeners that are just tuning in, waking up, and you are interested in getting one of Stacey's books, I would love to share one with you. And you can call right now at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. And just put on there Stacey's cookbook, and we will be picking somebody. Also, if they don't win it here, where do they get your book?
You can get it anywhere books are sold. And if you like Amazon, go to Amazon. Target has it, Walmart, you know, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. So anywhere you want to go. And if you go to my website, if you click on at StaceyLynnHarris.com, if you go there, the first thing you'll see is the book. Click on that, and it'll take you to all the different retailers.
So, I love it. And how many books have you written?
I have written 5.
Wow. So, how long do they usually take you?
Well, this one I had a lot more writing to do, so it took me probably – it didn't take me all that long. It took me about 6 months to write all of it. And, you know, like my very first book, I decided to write it – I was in Tennessee, and I decided to write it, and on the way home I wrote the outline for it, and it only took me 3 months. So it's, but there weren't as many stories. I had little bitty tidbits with each chapter. But in this one, I've got like stories and maybe 2 or 3 recipes to go with each story. And they're pretty, you know, So
very
I had
cool.
a great time writing this book. It was so much fun.
And do all your children know how to cook?
All of them do. They love it. And they're, we critique food all the time. So it's loads of fun, you know, and we critique each other's recipes, or I'll make something and they'll be like, well, maybe if you added, you know, jalapenos and something to this, you know, maybe that would make it better. So we are always trying to improve the recipes. And like when I did, there's a pound cake in this book, and I did all the Southern cakes, all of like Lane cake and hummingbird cake. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of that, but they
never heard of that.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Yeah, they're just so good. Hummingbird cake has like pineapple in it, and it's
yummy.
Just, and it's got pecans in the I think it's got pecans in it, and the frosting is not pecans, but you can make them so pretty, and they're just so delicious. But pound cake, we did it probably, I wanted to do it in a loaf pan because a lady brought me a loaf pan pound cake that was the best pound cake I have ever had when we moved from Birmingham to Montgomery, and it was kind of like a housewarming gift. Well, I looked for that lady to thank her, and because she just came to my door, brought me this pound cake. I believe she must have been an angel or something. I could never find her. I wanted that recipe so bad. So I went through 30 different trials of this to get the pound cake recipe that I feel like that she brought to me. And, you know, tried more baking soda, less baking soda. I mean, I trial and error, what flour to use, everything. So I feel like I got it pretty right on in this book. But I just wanted to bring people what she brought me. And so it's like all of the dishes in this book, all of the recipes, they come with a deep embedded story of love. And that is, you know, the reason that I wrote the book.
I love it. I love it. It truly is your love language of the South, and very cool. And I love your cover. You're a beautiful lady, and I just think that this was so much fun talking with you. I would love to have you back and talk more.
Yes.
I love food.
Yes.
I love passion, and and you know, and Southern is just something that you know, I don't know a lot about, but I love it.
Oh, good. Well, I'm excited. I'd love to come back anytime. You are such a delightful person, and I love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. And so, again, leave us with one, I always say, the brighter side of Southern celebration.
Well, in the South here, we celebrate absolutely everything. And if you if there's anything to celebrate, then celebrate it. And if you have young kids, one special thing that I'll leave with you is at night, give them a special plate. If some, like they win something at school, or they did something kind, like, you know, like your son did, of course he's an adult, but they did something kind, and let like have a golden plate or something like that that you save for these
that.
Special occasions.
I love that.
And
very
let
cool.
them eat from that night. Yeah,
I love that. Again, thank you so much for joining us here today, and I look forward to talking with you again. And let's connect on social. So,
okay,
thank you.
Absolutely.
You got it. All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we've got some amazing more guests. So stay with us. You'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. If you didn't get your number in here to get one of those great books, please do, 419-0008.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, joining me is Lash Berry, distinctively. I'm telling you, this guy, how many years have we been talking, actually?
Probably 12, at least 10.
Yeah, isn't that, you know, and I'm like the worst. It's so funny. People say, like, how long have you been living in this house? I'm like, you know, time is something that is so valuable, but it's like so precious at the same time. So anyways,
well, it's easy to lose track. We just did our 25th Grammy Awards. And so because it was such a big anniversary, like I had forgotten. And then when I realized and then everybody was making such a big deal about it, I'm like, 25 years of doing anything is pretty incredible. This is our 22nd year of doing this particular promotion for the top Oscar nominees, which we call Everyone Wins. So time flies.
God, I love it. And of course, everyone does win with you. Like how, I mean, I just want to kind of like go back. Everybody's heard, you know, you on my show before. You're one of my favorite. And I just, everyone wins. I love it. It's truly the brighter side of life. So Lash, talk to us. How did you come up with this? And who are all those amazing presents and gifts and sponsors, man? Gosh, how, you know, I love it.
Well, we really wanted this to be, and it still continues to be, a consolation prize of sorts. Most of the folks are not going to go home winners on Sunday night. Of course, they're winners in the grand sense of life. They're Oscar nominees, but they won't take home that coveted award. So even if they are bummed out, we have provided them this year $178,000 worth of consolation swag. And it literally includes a little bit of everything. Of course, beauty is always my favorite part of any gift bag. So we've got a bunch of my favorites, Institutum. We've got Miage Skincare, of course, which is a $515 set. This is a line I've been extolling for 4 years now. They've been participating, and it's based on decades of research and innovation and will transform your skin, I promise. We've got health and wellness products for them. These are folks who stay so active and their bodies get so run down. So we've got 1MD Nutrition doing a liver MD product. We've got these amazingly adorable and chic blenders on the go. So this is from Blend Quick. This is the pink one. They've got green, so many fun colors. C60 Power is doing chewable,
that
super antioxidants.
Got my name on it. I
right?
love it. Yep.
But for those who aren't into Barbie pink, they've got green, they've got blue, they've got all sorts of fun shades. And these are mason jar style. So they're really, really cool. And I love innovation, you know, and I love supporting innovation, especially from female entrepreneurs. So this is a company called Bag Seat, and it looks like just a compact size little thing. But when you open it, it becomes literally a seat for your purse, so that when you go to a restaurant, you don't have to put your expensive handbag on a dirty floor, but it folds right up.
And they say never to put your purse on the floor because everything comes out of it. It's like a feng shui kind of thing. So I love that.
Especially in Vegas. They say the casino sucks all your money out of your purse.
There you go. Exactly. I love it. I love it. So Lash, wow. I mean, and you got stuff for our free friends, right? Talk about that.
Always, always. And I think perhaps the most valuable gift of all, yes, we have a $50,000 vacation to the world's best rated ski chalet in Switzerland. It's called Chalet Zermatt Peak. But I think the most valuable is from our friends at PETA, who have teamed up with VDog. This is a vegan plant-powered dog food company that has pledged 10,000 meals to PETA's Global Compassion Fund, which is going to help dogs in need right here in the United States. And because we're all about inclusivity, we are not forgetting the cats. So Smack Pet Food is doing their cat food line for all the folks who also have pets or have cats or cats instead of dogs.
Wow, I love it. So who gets these? Okay, I mean, what an incredible consolation, first of all. Okay, right? I mean, but who gets these?
Well, what's great is that because I do this independently of the Academy, I get to decide who gets them. And we decided years ago, we were only going to gift the top five categories. So best actor and actress, supporting actor and actress, and director. So 25 people in the world are going to get this gift bag. Plus, we always give one to the host. So this year, we're thrilled. It's adorable Jimmy Kimmel. So 26 people are going to get this. And so this year, it includes folks like Ryan Gosling, who is a fave of mine, Emily Blunt, so lovely, America Ferrera, Christopher Nolan, all the folks in those categories are going to be getting this. We put them together yesterday. We'll start deliveries tomorrow. Some will go to hotels. Some will go to homes. Some folks want them shipped to their places in New York, or Sandra Hüller, who's nominated for Anatomy of a Fall, wanted her sent to her home in Germany. So wherever they want it to go, we work with them and their people to get it there.
I love it. What a beautiful gift that you have created and for so long. I love it. So who are your like long standing? I know you talked about the
Miage skincare. Yeah.
Miage. And I've actually been using that. Thank you very much.
You look beautiful as always. So thanks to Miage.
And so like who else is like, you know, I mean, obviously every single one of them. Now your gin. Okay. Let's talk about that for a second.
I don't even drink, but I love cool bottles. And this is a Scottish gin company called Gin Bothy. And it is so cool. And they did the small batch production. And this is a limited edition that we're doing for the Oscar nominees. If tequila is more their vibe, we've got Antigua Cruz Cristalina Tequila, which is so, so cool if they need to do some shots after. And we even have some mocktails for them. I mentioned the 1MD Nutrition's liver product, the Liver MD. So to support liver health, for those who don't want to imbibe in the real stuff, they have a whole mocktail kit that they put together, which is super cool.
Very cool. Yeah, like we need to take care of our liver and still have fun, right? So that's a, I love it.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, they think of everything. Now, what's in this tin can to the left of you?
Oh, this is popcorn. It's movie celebration, right? So you have to have popcorn, the most iconic movie snack. So this is from Eatable. And what I love about this line is gourmet popcorn that's been infused with the flavors of happy hour. So they've got combinations like champagne and white chocolate, whiskey and caramel. They've got a charcoal salt and black truffle, which is actually available in the Academy's gift shop. They have an official partnership with the Academy Museum. So this is a great line called Eatable. And if they want something chocolate, we've got incredible chocolates for them from Fetcha Chocolates. This is a Scottish company, female owned. It's vegan. They plant a tree for every box of chocolates purchased. We've got another sweets company called Windy City Sweets doing their licorice and some of their best of samplers. So if they like to drown their sorrows with sugar like me, we've got them covered there too.
That would be my weakness right there. And what about your chocolate pretzels? Did we just talk about that?
I didn't, but I should, because Posh Pretzels, so delicious, female owned. This is someone who was going through a divorce and started this company sort of as a new lifeline for herself.
You know what I call that, Lash? I call that I Am Woman, Watch Me Roar, right?
Well, she is roaring. And what Posh Pretzels has done, I see her on Instagram. She's got all these amazing partnerships with American Express and doing all these great things. And it was all born out of necessity. And she did these pink chocolate covered pretzels this year in honor of Barbie. I may or may not have had some for breakfast. So good.
I love it. I love it. Okay, I'm looking over here now. What's that dupe like it?
Oh, duplicate. I actually called it duplicate.
Sorry.
So it's a play on, no, I thought I pronounced it the same way until I realized, oh, it's duplicate because it's these 3D printed images that create miniature versions of yourself. So think of it like as a cake topper, but with your own likeness if you wanted to print it out.
Oh my
so
gosh, I love
technology
that.
Has come so far. So they can either make a little mini me version of themselves or their kids or whatever they want with duplicate.
Okay, and you got this chef's cape behind you. Talk to us about that.
The apron, this is from Schwenk Grills. It's representing something that I couldn't fit on my display, which is their portable infrared grill, a $1,300 gift that they're going to be getting. It's outdoors. It's got this overhead heating technology, the same technology used by the best steakhouses in the world to make the perfect steak, and they can make pizzas in it. Such a cool infrared grill from Schwenk. Another thing that couldn't fit into the display is from Thor Kitchen. So they are doing their deluxe wine refrigerator. We recently gave this to Emmy winner Cheryl Lee Ralph and Emmy winner Niecy Nash. And it's such a cool item. Fits 45 bottles of wine to keep it perfectly preserved.
Oh gosh, everybody needs one of those. I love it. I love it. You have truly the greatest things, Lash. I'm like, I feel like I'm on a scavenger hunt, you know? Like, what else can I see? Did we miss
it? Well, I got to tell you about this because this is another female-owned brand, innovative product. It's called Satache. And these are for your shoes. So if you have to, you know, bring a change of shoes and you don't want to bring them in an ugly bag, Satache has upped the game when it comes to the beauty. You can wear this multiple ways, backpack, sling, crossbody. Like I said, another female entrepreneur who is sort of changing the game when it comes to transporting your shoes around town.
So many innovative ideas on your table that you share with the world. I love it. How can my listeners find out more about you and, of course, about all these amazing gifts that you're giving out?
They can either go to my website, which is distinctiveassets.com, or if they're more visual like I am, they can go to our Instagram at swagassets.
I love it. I love it. I know that we're already following each other, but let's keep doing this because I love talking to you. And I'm so excited to have you in person this time. And so this will be the way for the future. So I love it. Again,
I love it. Love talking to you. Great to see you. Hope it's not another year before I do, but if so, I'll see you next year.
Let's do Mother's Day. You got it.
Sounds good. Have a beautiful day.
Take care. You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. My next guest is Christy Alia. And of course, I hope that everybody had an incredible Women's Day. This is actually March is Women's Pizza Month. And she is the founder of the Foremost Pizza Experts. And of course, a third generation pizzaola and champion of aspiring pizzas. Let's bring her on.
Hi, Kim.
Good morning, Christy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you. It's always a good day if I'm talking about pizza.
Oh, yeah. You're my type of person then.
I am. I love it. I love it. And again, for our listeners that are just tuning in with us right now, of course, March is Women's Pizza Month. It's so funny. I didn't think there was a pizza month, but I'm excited to learn that. And of course, the founder is one of the foremost pizza experts. I love that too. And Christy Alia is a third generation pizza. Is it Iola?
Pizzaola.
And champion.
Pizza makers, it's same thing.
Okay, I love that. And so, really, it's your grandfather that was your mentor in pizza? Making pizzas?
That's correct. I learned from him as a little girl before I could barely just see over the countertop. And he learned from his mother and his grandmother in Italy. And I learned how to make pizza with him.
I love that. You know, my husband and I love having pizza nights and just getting the dough and then putting all the stuff. You could actually have a really healthy pizza. And then now I get my grandchildren, they get to make their own pizzas and stuff. So it's kind of fun to have a pizza party. So Christy, I am all in. So first of all, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. Talk to us about how to host a DIY pizza party.
Well, I'm happy to talk about that. I'm excited about talking about pizza. And you know what? The most important thing you said was having fun. Pizza has to be fun. But if you want to make the best pizza, you also need the best ingredients. And that's why I teamed up with two amazing companies, Stanislaw Tomatoes and Cordo Olive Oil. And they are equipping people at home with never before available ingredients that were the secret weapon for some of the best pizza chefs in this country. And for example, in this kit, we have these Dottarini tomatoes that are absolutely amazing. You could literally enjoy them straight from the jar, but be careful, don't eat them all. You're gonna wanna save them for some pizza. You just could just pour them into a bowl and hand crush them, and that's it. You don't have to cook them, you don't have to add anything else, and you're gonna have the best foundation for a pizza there.
I love that, I love that. So that's a really good tip just to start off with. So talk to us, what's some of your favorite pizzas?
Well, some of my favorite pizzas right now are actually some of the pizzas that are in the kit. We have a recipe booklet that comes with the kit, and those recipes were curated by world pizza champion women pizza makers. And one actually is my recipe that uses those tomatoes and also that olive oil. I didn't even talk about that. The Cordo olive oil, the truly olive oil. It's the freshest olive oil you can get. And not only do pizza makers use it, some of the best chefs in the country rely on that olive oil to make the best food. And we're talking about my favorite pizza right now. It's this one that I dedicated to Sarah Minnick. That recipe is in that book. It includes those Stanislaw tomatoes, along with the garlic oil sauteed spinach with that truly olive oil. And then I marinated feta along with oregano.
Ooh.
Yeah, that comes in that kit too.
And it's so funny when you were saying that, I'm like, where do you put the olive oil? But you're sauteing it all first and then putting it on there? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and also any pizza you make. Like if you make a basic cheese pizza with these tomatoes and that incredible olive oil, and you just finish that pizza off with that olive oil, it's going to make your pizza probably the best pizza you ever had. So that's why I'm excited that we have this kit, that we're able to offer these ingredients that were never before available, so that people not only could have fun making pizza, but making the best pizza they ever had.
So Christy, where do we get this kit that you're talking about?
You go to cordo-olive.com and you look for the pizza kit link. And what's also cool is under that link, you're also going to find information about a scholarship, because these incredible companies have also teamed up with me to send 5 aspiring pizza makers to Pizza University so that those women can realize their dream of opening up their own pizzeria. Like, how cool is that?
I love that, Christy. Look at you. You're following in your, you know, you're leaving a legacy and following a new one. I love that.
Thank you.
And amazing to honor and inspire other women to do this. Okay, I love that. Again, give out that website one more time.
Yeah, it's cordo-olive.com. And you're going to look for that pizza kit link. And I hope, you know, people feel inspired, excited about these pizzas. I mean, we have incredible recipes in that book, including one with eggs also, which is a new trendy thing to put on pizza. We have one with roasted eggplant that was made by Audrey Kelly out of Boulder, Colorado. We have a panzanella-inspired pizza as well. So all those recipes are in that book. So you have everything you need to get that pizza party going and join the world's largest pizza party to celebrate Women's Pizza Month.
And Christy, is this book your book?
It is a book that I teamed up with Cordo and Stanislaw. It's part of the kit. So when you buy the kit, you're going to see those recipes in a booklet that comes in there. And those recipes from those incredible pizza women are in there, along with my recipe as well.
I love it. I love it. Okay. I'd love to talk longer. I know that we're limited on time. Tell us, what do we need in our house to be able to definitely make a pizza?
Well, that's the coolest thing about pizza, is you can literally make a pizza with anything you have in the refrigerator, and you get inspired by, you know, women who inspire you. So get this kit so that you have the foundation with the best ingredients, and then take what you have in that refrigerator of yours and have fun. You know, anything that you could put on a sandwich or on pasta, I'd like, or on any, on bread, you can make a pizza with. So like I said, get creative and maybe be inspired by women, since it's Women's History Month and Women's Pizza Month.
There you go. All right. Well, again, Christy, Aaliyah, thank you so much for joining us here. And you inspired me. I'm going to go make pizza. So
awesome.
Thank you again.
Have
thank
fun.
You to your grandpa.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Take care.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
And my last guest is Bulba Gupta. And of course, she's with Pacific Community Ventures, and she's helping people aspire to find good jobs and climb the economic ladder. Let's talk with her.
Hi, this is Bulbul. Nice to meet you.
Bulbul, thank you. Nice to meet you. I'm sorry. I am excited to have you join us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, Bobo Gupta from Pacific Community Ventures is here to share with us some great things that are happening. And of course, please, let's talk a little bit about your organization and how you are working to increase economic mobility in our community. And again, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So Pacific Community Ventures is a nonprofit community investor. We work across the state of California to help small business owners in building local economies and providing good jobs across our region. So we invest in businesses across California for over 25 years now, and almost half of our lending clients are actually located in the greater Los Angeles area where you all are. We know that half of America's workers are employed at small businesses, so this is really a huge opportunity for us to increase economic mobility for a large group of Americans. That's really why PCV's work with small business leaders is in focus on creating and sustaining good quality jobs with our free online Good Jobs, Good Business toolkit, our free business advising services, as well as our affordable capital for California-based businesses.
Wow, they really set you up. I love that. And so what can, I mean, how does this exactly help to better support our community? Which I love this. It's basically you're setting people up for success, correct?
Yes, we really want to be able to help small businesses, again, who employ half of working Americans in this country, not only invest in the success and resilience of their business, but through that work, help keep good quality jobs in America that provide upward mobility pathways for our workers, right? That's really how we think we are going to help strengthen local communities with PCV's role in the partnership focused on building the supply of businesses that help provide those good quality jobs, really practice how can businesses employ strategies that attract, retain, and sustain this top talent for their business to continue to grow and be resilient.
Can you share an example also?
Yes, happy to. So one example located in Southern California actually is Joshua Middleton. He's a Navy veteran who owns and operates Siege Electric, Inc. I think he's based out of Carlsbad, but with expertise gained as an electrician's mate in the Naval Military Service and 8,000 hours of civilian electrical training, Joshua's company serves commercial and public municipal industries in Southern California, including customers like Los Angeles Metro, San Diego Gas and Electric. And so, you know, given Los Angeles's economy, the big port in the country, some big events headed your way in the next couple of years, we know the ability to invest in local businesses in the region to not only help create good quality jobs, but really strengthen those regional supply chains and build upward mobility is ripe at the moment. So we're really excited to be investing more there.
I love that. I love that. And can you share some tips on how other local leaders and organizations can engage with you in this important work that you're doing?
Sure. So first and foremost, if you are a local leader who wants to be able to bring more of this, not only working capital investment, but also good quality job support to your local business leaders, organizations, chambers of commerce, et cetera, please, you know, feel free to go to our website, www.pacificcommunityventures.org. You can reach out to me and any one of our team to help get access to not only our lending, but our free Good Jobs, Good Business toolkit online. We are also looking to specifically develop a Southern California fund that is going to help us particularly boost small businesses in that local economy. And so local leaders, organizations can work with us in a variety of ways, both as partners, investors, as well as providing our services to their local small businesses.
And there's actually a couple of little facts that I really wanted you to share, Bobo, and it is basically that people aspire to find good jobs and climb the economic ladder, but one indicator is that an average of 90% of the children born in the 1940s actually grew up to earn more than their parents. I thought that was so interesting. And so what is the thought pattern behind that?
So I think we're really looking at, you know, how do we continue to make sure that through these small businesses that create half of America's workforce and jobs, how do we continue to make sure that that exact opportunity you just referenced continues to stay available for each generation that comes behind us, right? I came to the U.S. as the daughter of immigrant entrepreneurs, and I also then founded my own small business many years ago. So how do we help make sure those opportunities are more and more available, and that continues to be a wealth building opportunity for each generation? And that's really about making sure that both affordable access to capital, as well as ability to access how someone through their business can improve job quality for their workers. That's really what we're focused on here.
I love it. I love what you're doing. I love the outlook on this. And again, can you share where my listeners can find out more information?
Yes, please feel free to go to pacificcommunityventures.org. All one word.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. Please share our show with everyone.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you enjoyed our show. And if you are interested in taking your business to that next step, please reach out to me, and you can text me or call me at 419-0008 and just put mixer. I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. You'll never find a rainbow if you're looking down. With that, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.